Until this past spring, attorneys June Clarkson and Teresa Edwards worked in the Attorney General's Economic Crimes Division in Fort Lauderdale. Under Republican Attorney General Bill McCollum, they investigated several loan servicing companies accused of practices like robo-signing foreclosure documentation. Under new Attorney General Pam Bondi, also a Republican, they were unexpectedly asked to resign or face termination in late March. Mark Ferrullo is Executive Director for Liberal Group Progress Florida.
These two attorneys working on behalf of consumers had uncovered massive fraud, and now they've been fired or forced to resign. Forced out of the office of the Attorney General.
He said their ousters are strange because their findings gleaned national attention.
Florida is really ground zero in the whole foreclosure fraud industry. And this report by these two attorneys has actually been used in other states to win court victories for consumers. That's how groundbreaking their investigations were.
Ferrullo said his organization believes politics may have played a role. He said Progress Florida is currently circulating a petition that calls on the state inspector general to investigate the attorney general's office for possible wrongdoing.
It does seem awfully strange that after getting great reviews and evaluations by the previous attorney general, who was a Republican, Bill McCollum, these two attorneys have now been forced out by the current Attorney General, Pam Bondi.
Ferrullo said what raised a red flag for him is the fact that one of the companies the two attorneys were investigating, Jacksonville-based Lender Processing Services, was backing GOP campaigns last fall.
One of the companies that was being investigated for fraud is a company that's given tens of thousands of dollars to the Republican Party of Florida and directly some money, thousands of dollars directly to Pam Bondi's election campaign.
Attorney General Pam Bondi's office did not return requests for comment by deadline, but a spokesperson has been quoted as saying the two attorneys were asked to resign due to poor performance. Ferrullo said he thinks that means not playing nice with the lawyers for the firms they were investigating.
One of the reasons given was professionalism to opposing counsel was improper. Now, you know how we read that? That means that these attorneys didn't bend over backwards to appease politically powerful corporate attorneys in their role as government attorneys for the people of Florida. So these attorneys didn't play by the often the normal playbook by government employees, where they're often forced to kowtow to corporate and powerful political interests. They didn't play that game, and they may have paid a price for that.
Bondi's office also counters the claim that the departures were politically motivated by saying that the Economic Crimes Division is still rigorously investigating suspected foreclosure fraud. Yet Ferrullo said time spent doesn't always translate to perpetrators nabbed.
You know, I think what they're saying is they've spent more hours on fraud cases than the two attorneys that they fired combined. Or much more than those two attorneys ever did. Now, I'm sorry, but you can spend all the hours working on a project you want, but unless you're getting results and you're taking on these interests and exposing them, I don't care if you spend 2 hours or 200. It's really, what's the end result?
State Representative Darren Soto, an Orlando area Democrat, has requested public records relating to the case, but hasn't gone so far as to call for investigation. He said his goal is to get foreclosure fraud investigations back on track.
I represent a district that is ravaged by foreclosure fraud, and it's real critical that we have folks in the AG's office who are going to be prosecuting this fraud on behalf of Floridians. So my goal is to hopefully get these folks reinstated if we have the opportunity to do so.
Representative Soto said foreclosure fraud in Florida seems like it could potentially warrant significant legal action.
Clearly, the facts look bad right now. I don't think we rush to judgment on it, and I think we try to focus on the main goal of making sure that the state of Florida is prosecuting these things vigorously. It's my thought that this is one of the biggest damages cases that the state of Florida is ever going to have, much like the tobacco suit and the oil dispute, or the oil spill dispute until the governor unfortunately agreed to a mere $33 million.
Lender Processing Services did not respond to an interview request. Progress Florida's petition to the Inspector General can be found at progressflorida.org. For WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.